Next patient is Lawrence Atfin, let's see, Atfin Cowell. That is Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. Atfin Cowell is A-F-I-N-C-A-O. A-F-I-N-C-A-O. Atfin Cowell. Lawrence, date of birth is 8-20-56. Date of visit is 2-8-22. Age 65. Please make a copy for Dr. Irma Urusha Potter. That is IRMA, Irma. Urusha is URRUTIA. Potter, POTTER. Next, paragraph, chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea and COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a ...65-year-old obese male. Who has a history of hypertension, atrial fibrillation, and a history of coronary artery disease and sleep apnea, has had atrial ablation done in the past. The patient has shortness of breath with activity, and he has been using a CPAP mask nightly for his sleep apnea, and is compliant with it. The patient has no home oxygen, and recently did gain some weight, up to 12 pounds. He also complains of leg edema and some joint pains. Next paragraph, other past history includes history of chronic atrial fibrillation and a history for coronary artery disease. He had depression and anxiety and hyperlipidemia, as well as hypertension and history for carpal tunnel release, as well as atrial ablation. The Excellent. Habits the patient smoked two to three packs per day for 35 years and quit. Drinks alcohol. I'm sorry, does not drink any alcohol. Worked as a cabinet maker. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of esophageal cancer. Mother had breast cancer and lung cancer. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph. Medalist included Coreg 6.25 against BID. Entresto 97-103 milligrams BID. Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Bumex 1 milligram daily and Amiodarone 200 milligrams daily. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. And Albuterol inhaler. Albuterol and Atrovent nebulizer solution 3 times a day. And CPAP at 14 centimeters pressure at night. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has gained weight, yes. Snoring and apnea. He has shortness of breath and wheezing. He has heartburn and rectal bleed. He has some depression. And he has arm pain and palpitations and leg swelling. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness, and he has occasional headaches and no numbness in the extremities. And denies cataracts or glaucoma. He has dizzy attacks and no hoarseness or nosebleeds. And next paragraph, physical exam. This obese elderly white male is alert, anxious, pale. Blood pressure 156 over 80. Pulse is 62, respirations are 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 268, saturation 99. HE and D norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, ears, no inflammation, throat was clear. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea midline. Chest, distant breath sounds with occasional wheeze scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, normal and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. I'm sorry. Extremities reveal mild peripheral edema with no curved tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is a ghostly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Skin revealed pigmentation of the skin at the lower extremities with stasis dermatitis. Neurologically, reflexes are 1 plus with no deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next paragraph, depression number 1, COPD and chronic bronchitis number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Number 3 is obesity. Number 4 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. And number 5 is CHF compensated. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study, CT chest without contrast. I was advised to use albuterol inhaler to perhaps QID PRN, as well as a Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff daily. Continual CPAP at night at 14 centimeter pressure with humidification. And a follow-up visit here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Irma, IRMA, Urushia, URRUTIA, Potter, POTTER, MD, Urushia Potter, MD.